Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
All right, now, Tyrell, we're going to be, it's a bunch of stuff I want to do today, a whole bunch. More than what most of your brains can handle at one time, especially if it's new information, but we are moving rapidly. And in rapid movement, we don't have much of a choice. So I suppose my advice to you would be to take notes. Not obviously, but as always, take notes that are relevant to you. If it does not serve you, just let it pass. If it does serve you, take it. And if you think it'll serve you one day, you start building now. And that's gonna be one of the first things that we come up with as we're talking today. You need to learn how to think now for 2 years from now, but I'll come back to that here in a second. Let's give you an overview of one of the things we're going to do. Tyrell was talking to me this weekend. I said I would use him as an example. Tyrell, tell us about the offer that you had together, and I'll go from there. You there, Tyrell? Well, the baby probably threw up on his neck with that hot, warm milk. Y'all know how it is. It's real quick, man. You go all the way down there and get into your shirt and stuff.
And you never know.
Yeah. Just come real quick. You get the burping and all of a sudden you need a whole bath. It's real quick. All right, so we'll come back to Tyrell. He made an offer. He's working on his offer. I remember that. And then I want to come back to him about that later.
Oh, she kind of calming a little bit while she messes with the dog.
No, it's all right. I ain't worried about the background noise. Just brief us real quick about what you were talking about.
What I was basically was coming up with trying to devise an offer for, in my case, you know, for individuals for the cause like what you do. One of them that I was thinking And I'm working on this like an instructional video with the audio ebook I'm working on. Oh, well, that's finished. I just have to get published guidebook, as well as doing a military medical records evaluation, just going through the records, as well as the other book that will be coming out as well. And I was trying to devise some additional services to make it even more appealing to the individual.
Donna, right now you got something good going on. Of course, more is always better. So here is the point of let me do two things. Let me tell you what we're talking about for the rest of this week. For the rest of this week, we're talking about metaverse thinking, framework, irresistible offers, and product launches. That's the whole week. And I used last week to build on this week, because now that you got your at least a bit of understanding about irresistible offers, which are products, now you have to launch them. They need to be sold. You may not necessarily know what framework is the way I'm using it right now. And then we need to talk about metaverse thinking. I'm going to do that first. And that's what we're talking about. Back to Tyrell, you got the right idea going on. You got the right idea. Here's the point of an irresistible offer. It is to get new customers. It is not to make money. It is to get new customers. And I cannot stress this enough. Your irresistible offer is to get new customers. If you happen to make money, cool. That's actually, in this case, is a good thing, because as Russell Brunson would tell you, we're building a self-liquidating offer, Damali. So if you make money, then it means you have a bit over $1 million business system. Why? Because if you put a dollar in Arshia and you get $10 back, you have no budget no more. You don't have a marketing budget. Like, so someone say, what's your marketing budget? It is unlimited. Because if you can put $10 in and get $100 back, you don't have a marketing budget. That's just plain and simple. This is plain and simple. You don't have a marketing budget. If you put $10 in and get $10 back, you still don't have a marketing budget. That's a $0 return, but you still don't have a marketing budget, because you're getting customers for free. The number one point of an irresistible offer is, can I get new customers? And let's go back to Tyrell. Tyrell says, I've added this, I've added that. My question to you, Tyrell, is, are you saying, I've added this to make my product better? Which is a good thing, nothing wrong with that. But are you customer focused on this? Like, this is the point. You need to be thinking, I'm gonna get 1,000 customers a week from this, and then make that plan. My question to all of you is, can you even handle 1,000 customers a week? You understand? And if you do a irresistible offer and you don't want 1,000 customers a week, maybe you're like Bentley and you just want 27 customers a year, that's okay. Then you need to limit that offer. You know what I'm saying? You need to say, here's my irresistible offer. I know everybody wanted in. Join our waiting list. Tesla doesn't even advertise. Tesla spends $0 in advertising money. And to year to date, they spent $293 million on research and development. Number two, that's more than all the other car companies combined. Number two is something like $23 million. They have no choice. They have no choice but to win, because they get their customers for free, word of mouth. And all they do is investing for what's going to happen next. Imagine what it's going to be like when you drive a Tesla in the metaverse. I guarantee you they're going to do that, because I would. Tesla is already a prestige symbol and status. Well, I might as well let you, for a few Bitcoins, ride in the metaverse in a Tesla. So you get so used to it in the metaverse, you say, man, I gotta have this in the real life. And you go buy one in the real life. Back to you, Tyrell. put dollar amounts next to your stuff. Right now, when I saw your offer was, I just checked in my phone. It was pretty good. What you got to do now is the first thing, what you got to do now is you need to find you a little test audience. Three or four, maybe five people, and see how they responded to it. It's like a comedian telling jokes. When comedian tell jokes, that joke sucks. Right, you go back and you fix that joke. It sucks again. You go back and you fix that joke until it gets the right punchline, the right timing, the right everything. Then it go gets another joke. Man, that joke sucks. And then 20 jokes later, you got 10 good jokes, and you go test them, make sure they work. And then what happens? You go get another 10, go test them. And so when by the time you see the comedian, he done went through 15 test groups just to perfect that product.
You know, they get to test it out to, you know, when they give their presentation, they get to test it out and see the remarks, the praises from the crowd and the things that they did say, or if there's not much said, and then the critiquing from us. That's kind of the same type of thing that we do in the Bureau.
Absolutely.
Helps people get to the next level.
Absolutely. 100%. Yeah, I completely agree. And it's obviously working because people keep showing up.
Getting better.
Yeah, and getting better. So yeah, both and.
Yeah, on the offer for the speakers for the Bureau, you know, we probably want to talk to you about some of these before you push that out there. Hopefully you'll before that's pushed out, we'll get to review it.
So yeah, that's fine. Well, yesterday when we did it was a review because it's going out as fast as possible.
Yeah, well, the thing is the things of ours, the values to those, you got to remember we've worked with, you know, the highest end clients.
Right. So those values are wrong. Yeah.
So, like that. So those things, if you spend 15 minutes with us, that's like 2 hours with,
yeah,
you know, beginning. Yeah. So the value of those, you know, I think we need to revisit.
No, if you could just send it to me because it's already built. If you can just send it to me, that'll work better so I can readjust those values. Yeah. Because it's already spent the weekend building it.
It's an example here for everyone else as you're putting your things together, absolutely, placing the right values on things. And that's why I want to get our humor consultants funnel and all that stuff out there. So as people see that with us, people that know us and have worked with us know that. And so we don't want to lower our.
No, never want to lower your value. Yeah. No. Yeah, just even if you put it in the chat to me, probably I'll, because it's already up, and I'm shooting videos for it today. It's already up and built. But we worked. Me, Deanna, Tippers worked all weekend, taking care of everything plus other stuff, which may come up here in a little bit, will come up here in a little bit. It's at the framework part. Yeah, definitely. And I do apologize for lowering your value. So definitely send that to me so we can fix it. Definitely finish. Well, you know, you're talking about, I took into account what I do with that versus what they do with that. Those are two different things. You know what I'm saying? Those are two different things. I was taking from me at that perspective while I was going through all those prices. Plus, I think that day I was coming out of x-rays and stuff. So still, you know, it just happens like that. All right. Oh, happy Valentine's Day to all you ladies. Not to you men. We don't even like Valentine's Day. Well, maybe law. Law is different, you know. But we don't.
I don't like it either. So. Yes.
Phil likes it.
Okay. Well, we like.
All about love, you know.
that makes sense. We like March 14th.
I like this whole week. This is my birthday.
You out of line, man.
We do. We did. This is your birthday week. It sure is.
Always had a 3-day weekend for my birthday with President's Day.
Oh, so, look at that. You know, look at that.
Cool. Yeah, always had that.
Yeah, no, that is, I used to love President's Day. Never ever heard of it before until I joined the military and got a day off. So I like it. Jerome know what I'm talking about. I like it for sure. where you get to get your free days off of stuff like that. And I know
3-day weekend, 4-day weekend.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, Phil is August 1st, and if I'm not mistaken, Susan is February 18th, if I'm not mistaken. I hope I got that right, because I just put myself out there on recording camera. And so February 18th, I believe that's it. Is that right, Susan? I'm not even looking at it. I'm embarrassed. Is that right?
Got it.
Outstanding. I knew it. All right. No, I didn't know it. I did know it. It was in there somewhere. Good stuff. So
can I just add, please, that Susan, yes, you're looking so nice today. I didn't realize it was Valentine's Day, but now it makes sense with the beautiful red you have on. You look good.
Yeah, I didn't put two and two together too. Well, you know what? She just looks nice because it's Monday. But there's a little extra energy behind it. Yeah, there you go. So I want to show you our video. And I want you, we'll start, again, I tell you, we're talking about metaverse thinking. Framework, which is too important again, irresistible offers again, and product launches. And this is valuable. But I need to set the tone, Margie, with a video. And we're gonna have a lot to say. Russell Brunson, oh, that's not right. This one. Russell Brunson is right here. He did a video in like 2017 that is extremely important. People who pay attention.
Hey, my name is Russell Brunson, and I have a special message I want to give you today, because the other day I saw somebody, I was talking about my brand new book, Expert Secrets, and somebody posted in the comments, and they said, Russell, you're not actually an expert. You don't actually care about people because you're charging them money. So if you really care, you should just give it to us for free. And as they said that, at first it kind of bugged me, and I started thinking more and more about that. And I remembered a story that happened to me when I first started my career. In fact, I'd been learning about marketing and sales, and I had grown my own business. I was making money. And at the time, I had tons of my friends and family members asking me, like, Russell, what are you doing? How are you doing? I want to know. And I would share some things with them, but I never really told them everything just because I didn't have the time, right? And then a little while later, I decided I was going to do a workshop and actually teach people what I was doing. And I was really excited about it, and I started promoting it. And what happened is I was selling it for $5,000 a ticket. And as I started promoting, I ended up selling 3 tickets. And first, I was so excited because I'm like, I got 3 sales. And I started thinking, man, when these 3 people come here to my office, it's gonna be kind of awkward when there's just 3 of them. They're gonna think I didn't sell very many. So what I did is I went and I called all my friends and my family members and anyone who'd ever shown any interest in the past. And I said, look, if you come to this event for free, don't tell them that you didn't pay, but sit in and you can go through the experience, the same thing they're gonna learn, and you can learn what I'm doing it so you can do it for yourself. And they were all excited. I got 18 of them to commit and to come to the event. Now the event went for 3 days, and it was such a cool experience. I love sharing and helping everybody. But what was interesting is I watched these people as they left. Over the next month and 6 months and a year and beyond, I found that 100% of the 3 people who paid all had success with the program. And the other side of the coin is 100% of the people who came for free didn't have success. Not a single one of them had success with it. And I started thinking about that, how interesting. Like, a lot of times we feel guilt overcharging. I know that I do that all the time. You feel guilt, you feel fear, you feel all this nervousness. But when you realize that the only way for people to change is to make a commitment, okay, that's when you realize it's okay. What I found is that people who pay attention, and those who don't. Okay, and when you understand that, you realize, look, I can give this away for someone for free, but they're not going to do anything with it. But they actually invest in themselves, then they're going to do something with it. Then you realize that it's okay to charge. In fact, the more you charge, the more likely they will be to be successful. And you need to understand that. In fact, there's one other story I want to share with you. When I was wrestling, I wrestled at BYU, and my wrestling coach was Mark Schultz.
All right, Mark Schultz is that movie. What's the 40-year-old virgin name? What's his name? So, you know, Saturday Night Live, 40-year-old virgin. What's his name?
Steve Carell.
Steve Carell.
Yeah, Steve
Carell. Did a fantastic job in this wrestling movie. No, it was all drama, no comedy. That guy he was portraying was his coach. Anywho, I want to stop right there. Wow. That is 100% facts. Every time I've ever given someone anything here, forget like my past, here, from when we first started to now, every last one of you who are not in something paid, your business is in the same place. It's in the same place. And everybody who makes commitments, they're not. They're not. And you can always tell who they are. You can always tell Law, 34 books and all this here. You can always tell Jerome. You can always tell who. I guarantee you, many of y'all looking at Sandra, like, oh my God, she's so sweet, are about to start saying, oh my God, she's so rich. Because she's not just at everything. You know what I'm saying? She's not just at everything. She's saying, join me in this, join me in this. I promise you that you're about to say, I can't believe Margie pulled that off. So I want you to know this. This isn't about you per se in this particular matter, but I do want you to get that you need to know where your customers are, and you always need to be walking them to a commitment. You're not going to understand anything else I'm saying after this if you don't get in that mindset. If you don't get into the mindset that you need to walk your customers to a commitment. And there is nothing wrong with customers who don't pay. They serve their purpose. They make things fun. But then do you have a framework and purpose, I'll come back to that, that then walks them, you understand? You know, walks them to where you need to be at. So I just wanted to point that out. That was extremely powerful. I will share that video link inside the chat real quick. And then I give you, yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's sometimes an issue of people that are your friends or can be, they, as you're coaching them, they become more your friends. Mm-hmm. So there's that whole issue in there that, you know, you have to concern yourself with. And I know for me, you know, all the organizations that I belong to through the years, and mainly women's things and helping women, because I had been doing it so long. And so, mm-hmm. you know, oh, will you be my mentor? Well, you know, sometimes mentor means non-pain, you know, and you really need to be careful with that. So, because, you know, your time is valuable.
Yeah.
We all know that. And the more successful you get, the more valuable your time. But yep. You need to think of your time from day one as being valuable in your mind, because that's going to happen as time goes on for, I look around at the people on the call here. You know, Margie, the thing is, like Margie, for instance, she's coming to the table with all this knowledge already. You know, she's had years of experience. Sometimes people that start in something new later on, when they've got all these years of experience on leadership and different things that they've been involved in, and then like her with the crypto, because of her wisdom and knowledge, that came more naturally to her, and she did all the research, so she can start at a higher level.
Yep, I agree. I completely agree. And thank God for starting at a higher level.
On ATS, bringing people to that higher level quicker, so that they can have higher offers.
Absolutely, that's the point. Yeah, that is the point. I am smarter. You pay for me now. You want access to somebody average? Go pay for that. If you want to get there quicker, you pay for me. That's the point. That is the point for sure. Law, what did you mean about what is the paid term?
Susan was saying that a lot of times people will say, be my mentor. I mean, to phrase myself, what is a paid term, but instead of mentor, I guess.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I want to show you one more video. So this is what we did so far. We use Tyrell as an example. His offer was just fine, but I wanted him to concentrate on getting new customers. Like, that's the point of an irresistible offer, is to make your product so enticing that customers say, I got no choice. And you need new customers more than ever now because they've killed organic reach. I was looking on somebody's page yesterday, and it was a girl too. It was a pretty girl with, I don't know, thongs on. So there's no reason she shouldn't have more engagement. And like genuine, she's a creator, and she has the bikini that just does this right here, right? Like just that. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, you know, hey, I'd rather her sell herself than some man sell her, right? So I'm with you 100%. And I look, she got a million followers. She's drop dead gorgeous. She is pretty on every culture's standard. And her average picture was getting 4,000 likes. And I'm like, why are y'all killing this girl like this? It doesn't make any sense. You know, that's just the social media world you live in now. They do not want you reaching your audience. They want you getting on the phone with Monica and saying, I'll buy these ads. That's what they want you doing. They just flat out want you doing that. I want to show you one more thing. And it's the framework thinking for the rest of the week. For the rest of the week. Logan Paul recently did a podcast talking about metaverse and Web3, which is pretty much the same thing. Why don't you listen to this real quick?
I think every single human being on this planet should make every move that they do or every business endeavor or goal or anything they want to achieve with the metaverse and Web3 in the back of their mind. I think is going to be a gold mine. It is so untapped, and the potential as of now is limitless because no one knows how it's going to work or what's going to work in this space. I believe mentally I'm creating 2 years ahead of the present.
That's that last part I want y'all to hear him do right here. One more time.
Creating 2 years ahead of the present.
One more time.
I believe mentally I'm creating 2 years ahead of the present.
Now I feel comfortable enough. I've given you enough background to have a decent conversation with you this week about what we all need to discuss. First, we're talking about metaverse thinking. Now, genuinely, don't lie, because I don't need you to answer it out loud. I need you to answer it to yourself. I want you to think about your business. And I want you to think about that business or organization that you care a whole lot about. That means Grace, I want you to think about ATS, and I want you to think about West Point Baptist Church. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm telling you, I want you to think about your business and that other business that you really, really care about. It could be your brother's business, your mom's bakery, or your church or mosque or whatever that may be. I want you to think about those two things. It could be more than two. You understand? It genuinely could be more than two. But I want you to think about that and ask yourself, is it ready for the metaverse? And is it currently implementing a plan for 2 years from now to be? Don't answer out loud, because all y'all gonna say yes and lie, but that is just not the way you need to handle this situation. You need to ask yourself, here is what being ready for the metaverse looks like. It looks like that you have virtual reality tools, capabilities, and understanding. Augmented reality tools, capabilities, and understanding. Mixed realities, tools, capabilities, and understanding. Internet of Things tools, capabilities, and understandings. I gave an example earlier. I'm telling you here, Tesla will have cars in the metaverse, and all car places will do. Every single business in the world today will be in the metaverse. You will rent cars in the metaverse. You will be a sneakerhead in the metaverse. Now I'm asking you, let me just hold on, because when I do this, and you know, some of y'all are supposed to have your cameras on, you know who you are. So let me just do this one more time, because I don't want you to think I'm the only one talking like this.
I think every single human being on should make every move that they do, or every business endeavor or goal or anything they want to achieve, with the metaverse and Web3 in the back of their mind. I think is going to be a gold mine. It is so untapped, and the potential as of now is limitless, because no one knows how it's going to work or what's going to work in this space. I believe mentally I'm creating 2 years ahead of the present.
I cannot tell you enough how last year taught me for sure. Since the book, I'm just talking to you, everybody's not going to catch this yet. Last year for sure taught me that people will get mad at you for letting them struggle when they made they struggle. If I ain't learned nothing else last year, people will struggle, make they struggle. They struggle is there permanently, and then get mad at you for letting them struggle in the struggle they made. Your businesses will be exposed in a couple of months. The things you do today that aren't relevant anymore, that they're not, you just don't know it yet, but they aren't relevant anymore. I'm telling you, so it's a book I promise you I learned last year. It's the biggest lesson I learned last year, that people will make a struggle and then blame you for that struggle, for letting them struggle. It's a guy mad at me right now for sending money to him too late. I said, and I'm look, this is what I said, Jerome. I said, mother, you got to wait for payroll like everybody else. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I need y'all to think about this for a second. Your business is not relevant anymore. I've been working on the metaverse for 4.5 years. This wasn't called the metaverse. It's not relevant. I can't tell you how many times. And it's typically, if you're someone that likes control, or if you're someone that, however you are, your business is. Your business is what you are. It spends money the way you spend money. And I want you thinking metaverse thinking. Now let me talk to my Black folk real quick, because we are the first to say, I ain't gonna do that. I like it just the way it is. We're the first to say that.
True.
Yeah. We the first to, but technology kills us. Technology kills all jobs, but especially Black jobs. We 2-for-1, 3-for-1. Let go one Susan, God, 3 Damali's gotta go. This is what it is. So don't get caught up in saying, I don't understand those NFTs. Okay, go to YouTube, type in NFT, and sit down all day until you get it. It's not that hard. It's just inconvenient. And don't let inconvenience stop you from where you want to be at. Genuinely. Okay, we've worked hard. We've done so much stuff behind the scenes this year and last year that are getting ready to show up as a harvest. Now, we haven't said anything because we're really good at that, Archie. We're really good at doing stuff and keeping our mouth shut. We're really good. If ATS can't do nothing else, we know how to do that for sure, because we understand delayed gratification. First thing I want, metaverse thinking. Is your company metaverse thinking? Arshia, you got a supplement company plus some other stuff too. You actually partner with ATS. Her supplement company is going to be doing supplements, but they're going to have supplements in the metaverse too. They're going to have some supplement company that's going to strike a deal, do something that when you take their energy drink, it boosts your walking speed around the metaverse for an hour. You get what I'm saying? Or your health points, whatever. I don't know. Nobody knows. But I'm telling you, if I'm thinking it, somebody else in the industry already thinking it. And I'm not an expert at that. So if I'm thinking it, then the expert's got to be thinking. Right now, when I go play NBA 2K, Damali, I go drink my little energy drink, and it will boost my jump shot for, I think, 24 hours. Right now. We already doing it, and that's been part of the game for like 5 years. I go down to the fourth floor right now. It's NBA 2K top. It's fourth floor. No, not fourth floor right now. And go get me a skateboard and ride around the boat. That just, you probably don't know what I'm talking about. It doesn't matter. And with swag. They're already selling me, Damali, this is what I'm trying to say. They are really selling me things I can't take out the game. Not only can I not take it out the game, I can't take it to another game. You know what I'm saying? I can't even take it to it's locked in that game. The metaverse ain't gonna be like that. If you get a skateboard in the metaverse, it goes everywhere with you in the metaverse. I need y'all thinking like that. I need you thinking like that for the future moving forward. That's why the first thing I said was metaverse thinking, right? It's right there. It's metaverse thinking. It's the first thing I want you to do. Metaverse.
Mr. Antonio.
Yes, ma'am.
I was going to say, you said the lesson you learned last year about life is like a song. It's up to you and your heart to write the lyrics.
Oof, well, right there. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, you got to write the lyrics yourself. Sing your own song. And nobody got your voice but you, Arshia. You got to use it. You have to use it. Metaverse thinking. I'm going to wrap this up. Stradivari, are you, and I know you are. That's why I'm using an example. Are you saying to yourself, all right, what does music look like in the metaverse? And you start building that now. Does everybody hear what I'm saying? You don't wait. If you wait to then, you're locking yourself in as a consumer. If you do it now, then you this is the opportunity for you. About 3 years ago, I did a video called "The Internet is Your Last Chance to Get Rich." Boy, was I right. And I couldn't be more right if I tried. And I wouldn't even talk about Web 3.0, Damali. That was just this version of the internet. It's a really good video. It's on YouTube. Just type in Antonio T. Smith Jr., The Internet's Your Last Chance to Get Rich. Or just type in The Internet's Last Chance to Get Rich. I'm sure it'll pop up. It's a really good video. It's a really good video. Please take. Yeah, let me just say this one more thing, Sister Brooke. Some of y'all churches they're gonna suffer. The pandemic already exposed most of y'all churches. The metaverse is a forever pandemic that people enjoy. You understand? Most of y'all don't even have, you know doggone well, you ain't even got online giving at your church. And if you do, it's on some app that don't nobody even use. That is not good enough. It's not good enough. It's not good enough. The same way you online pay your bills, the same way you need to be online giving. And most of your congregation isn't even set up to receive watching, especially, let's say I got to talk to Black folk again. Black folk ain't got no time to be shouting at no screen, talking about, come on, pastor. You know what I'm saying? We don't do that. We don't act like that. I need you here. so y'all don't want to play with me. That's all right. But you know I'm telling the truth. I need you in front of me. There ain't no campus pastors over here. No, I didn't send my tithes as a screen. So I need you right in front of me. I need you right in front of me. But that's all going to change. Somehow this screen is going to disappear and we're going to be right there. I give you a few more. Concerts this year are going to be happening in the metaverse. Wait until they do Black Friday and Cyber Monday shopping in the metaverse. You know it's coming because you already have Amazon Day and Amazon Pro. We already shop online already. So you know being physically there and online is coming. Man, that's just going to be, it's just going to be great. And when the next pandemic comes, and there will be another one, next one come, can't nobody go outside. It's going to teach all the people who are against the metaverse to jump in the metaverse. And just like everybody on Zoom now, they're all going to be there by the time it's going to be too late. By the time it's genuinely going to be too late. Please, 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 please. I promise you, Sugar already thinking about how she's getting these spices in the metaverse. I promise you, she is. She is. Just think about that. Framework. Here's what framework means. This is something that Deanna is, she's been working on framework for some years now. And she has this DeMarie framework that's kind of patented to her. I won't talk much about that, but I will explain what framework is. It's something, it's like her legacy. She's been working on her legacy, Grace, for like 3 years now when it comes to framework. She just hasn't told nobody. I just told y'all, so I probably told y'all too soon. But I'm out here now. Framework is knowing Stradivari comes in as a free customer. And I move him frame by frame to where I want him to go. I dropped that in on y'all last week. I just did it real slick. I said, do you know where you want to go? And number two was, do you know where you want your customers to go? I dropped it in there. I just didn't explain it like I'm doing now because it wasn't time last week. It was time this week. Last week was answering all number one. This week is answering all number two. We've been having a number two conversation for 40 minutes. Where do you want your customers to go? I'm very methodical like that. Framework says, here is Sister Booker. She comes in, okay. But where does Antonio, what's the end game for Sister Booker for ATS? And that's a really, really hard question to answer. Well, if you don't know where you're going, right? That's a really, really hard question to answer because, and I'll tell you why, because everybody doesn't act like her, doesn't have what she has, isn't in her demographic, and isn't as mature as her. So I can't treat everybody like her, and I can't have everybody go to where she's going. You understand? If anybody like Sister Booker and Susan don't even want to be where anybody's going anyway, it kind of diminishes the fact that they're there. They don't even want everybody around. You know what I'm saying? So what exclusive club or something that they can be in, watch it.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
To then mentor folk who ain't got there yet. See, I just dropped something. I did it again, Jerome. I just dropped something I'll bring back up 6 weeks from now. There are people here smarter than me that if given the chance, Law, would mentor a whole lot of y'all. You can't be the smartest person in your organization, Stradivari. You can't. You can't be the smartest person in the conversation. Can't be the smartest person in your organization. But remember, if you always the one in real life, then your business is always the one. And remember this, and I can't stress this enough, and that is a perfectly fine business, Freedom. If you need everything to go through you and you need to be known as a star, that is perfectly fine business. You're just not going to scale to the 7 and 8 figures. You're going to have a very respectable and reputable 6-figure business. That's not to say you have limits on you. You can't do everything. And since you can't delegate, you can't scale. That's just practical understanding of human energy. That's it. Tempest worked on all those offers, plus we created more all this weekend behind because she's going to be gone for about a week or two. And that's what they already built. I didn't even look at it. I was looking at something else. So that's why we was able to move so fast with that. Framework. Where do I want Jerome to go? Do I want Jerome where he is? Why? Why would I want Jerome where he is? Why would I want Jerome where he is when somebody else can sell him something better? That don't make no sense. So I need it's not just knowing where your customers are and walking them somewhere. I'm saying knowing where you want them to go ultimately and building a framework around each step and level. That's difficult. And very few companies do that. But that's difficult. There's a good word for this. If you're struggling to get what I'm...
Antonio?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you repeat what you just said again? Knowing where you want your customer to go and build.
Knowing where you want your customer to go and then building framework around that at each step and each level. Each step and each level. And there is a perfectly good if you're saying, okay, I get it, but keep explaining, Antonio, because I want to get it all the way good. I got you. This is the easiest. There's one word for this, Jerome. And if you know how to do this, then you get everything I'm saying. Discipleship. This is what the church has been doing since they was baptizing folk in rivers. This is when I'm literally talking about this discipleship. You drink milk. Okay. Paul gave me a framework to take you from milk to meat. And every step of the way, there's something else that I can do for you. So if you were confused in the business terms, but you understand discipleship, then you understand the business of it. Just how do you disciple somebody that's 29 and single? That's a little different age, Jerome.
Yeah, 29 and single. Yeah.
I don't want to hit nobody no shacking up. You know, I'm test driving everything. Ain't no sense of you. Yeah, I'm a bachelor pad right up in here. It just is what it is. Don't even come at me that way. You know better. I'm 29 and I'm single and I ain't got no kids. That's a whole different discipleship conversation than someone who's 29, single, no kids, and just lost their mama. Those are two different people. Those are two different people. If you have a death like that so close, you start thinking, this 29 and single with no kids ain't what I thought it was. I need to get my life. I need to have something to show for it. So you need to have a framework for that. You need to have a framework for the 29-year-old with no kids that's just trying to live life to the fullest. And then the 29 single with no kids that is now saying, live life to the fullest means something different for me now. I need to leave behind things. You get what I'm saying? It's a framework. So I need you to identify each type of your customers, and I'll help you out. Lady Alive, it's amazing. Yeah, buddy. That's Law's mama. So I'll give you four categories. I've done this before, like way last year, but I'll give them to you again. And I'll give them to you in spiritual talk, and you just apply them to business. But this is just a frame, first part of this framework. The first kind of person you're going to have, Sister Book, is you're going to have seekers. When Sandra first got here, she was a seeker. She ain't know what she wanted. I got this company. Sugar first got here. It took Sugar 8 months to pay attention because she was like, don't need it. Right. You know what I'm saying? She was seeking something. I mean, that don't mean they don't have. It just means they know it's something better out there. They don't know what it is, but they're looking for it. Please place in your company a framework for seekers. Let's put this in church talk so y'all can get what I'm saying, Jerome. Put it in church talk. If I'm seeking, why the hell did you invite me to Bible study? I don't know. I can't understand thee and thou. I can't know the difference. Yeah, see, y'all so far removed that you don't remember that when you was first looking. No, don't invite me to Bible study. Take me to small group. Take me to small group when them men or women just sitting around talking. Because that's what I'm going to get. I'm not going to get. And I think Bible study is boring at this level.
They go to Bible study and they're all sitting in, it's like the cliques, you know, they're sitting in their little groups. And especially the older ladies that, you really look up to and you want to get to know, instead of them breaking up, there's a whole group that just sits together all the time, mm-hmm. and whatever there is, they're always together. And that, you know, now, and I noticed that,
they call it Mother's Union.
we were in a mega church in Fort Lauderdale, really. But when the younger minister came in and switched things up and upped the technology and took it so that it could be, you know, seen around the world and all those things. Mm-hmm. And as far as the offerings, did it the right way, way to pay online and all those things. They got all that. But you still have the older people in there that, because they're always at Bible study, but we did have the groups that, I mean, the older people that really wanted to mentor. So they, you know, would switch people up at tables. You would get, you know, your seating arrangements. We had a great women's Bible study. I would try to get there from the Les Brown thing, working late and people calling and can you stay later? And they knew on Wednesdays that I was but because I was so impressed with it, because they did it right. They did it right as far as what you're saying.
That framework. Making
people, the framework. Yeah. Did the framework right. And it worked. And, you know, you got to meet people at your table and interact and all those things. So it was beautiful. And then our Sunday Bible study kept getting bigger. We had a great group. The guy that led it, he was a speaker. Yep. And so forth. The other guy that ran it, he was a pro NFL football player star. So, you know, that was a cool group, but they broke small groups up and had, and they determined the small groups and what group you were in. To this day, the head of my small group, you know, he's become one of our good friends and did a lot of stuff. He wanted to just hang out with us, you know, so he would come over and fix stuff just to hang out with us. And he's still, I still call him about stuff all the time. He is a respiratory therapist for Broward General Florida. He has working nonstop, keeping people breathing through this pandemic.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, it's, it will work. It will work in churches. It will work in organizations. It does work. I've seen it work. And this pastor, he was from New Orleans. He took, you know, he helped those people through. He's helped every disaster place. And his wife is so cool and lovely and, you know, dresses really well. And, you know, she came up on stage with him. She was up on stage. You know, she said things where that never happened before. They switched all the computers to Apple, you know, everything.
Yeah. Well, it must be, he must have a gift for that for sure.
You got to do, you got to up it everywhere.
Right.
It's right. Like,
absolutely. It's
like preparing for metaverse already.
Absolutely.
I can continue to see what they're doing.
Right. So okay. So you got, I'm glad Susan said that, because here's the deal. So what we, I gave you metaverse thinking at first. I need you to start thinking 2 years down the road, but right now making those changes and making those implementations. Your Instagram page is not enough. People DMing you on Instagram is not enough. You got to do something else different, which I'll help you out there. Then you got to have a framework. This means you're going. If I would use the example, I'm 29 years old, I'm single, and I ain't got no kids. It ain't nothing wrong in my life. That's a complete different person than the same 29-year-old with no kids, single, who mama just died. Those are two different people. Same person, same Antonio, two different people, two different frameworks. Two different frameworks. And you need to have that framework, because here's the secret thing that most people, we don't admit, but everybody in my position and every marketer on the planet knows this. Everybody, including me, is secretly saying, tell me what to do. See, and I know y'all, some of y'all are too proud for that, but it's not true. Everybody, every human being is secretly saying, tell me what to do. And we're looking for the one that will allow to tell us what to do. You get what I'm saying? But we all want that. And the framework.
I'll allow you to tell me what to do.
I so appreciate you.
Absolutely, sure. Well, I was sitting over here shaking my head, and then I was like, whoops.
Well, it's the way our brains have evolved over millions of years. We were Neanderthals, wanderers, people just wandered around. And what we did is we came together for survival, and that coming together shifted our brains a little bit, created new wrinkles, and that coming together said, well, somebody's got to take instruction. So since we got out the caves, we've been taking instructions. You understand? Even to brush your teeth, that is an algorithm of instructions. Pick up, brush. Some of y'all don't wet it, you psychopaths. And the other of us, we wet it first, didn't put the toothpaste on there. You know, for those you dry toothpaste people, y'all crazy. Y'all crazy.
Antonio.
Yes, ma'am.
I definitely want you to tell me what to do. But anyway, we are going a little bit off of topic right now. Thanks for everything you said this morning. Yes, I have to leave. Today is my birthday. Oh. You know, I have a birthday every day and a birth year every other year.
I know that's right, girl. I ain't mad at you.
Thanks for everything, but I have
Thank
to go.
You so Thank much. You. Okay. I think we'll have to call you tomorrow. So I got some stuff gonna make you shout all in your church shoes tomorrow. Right. You and our shield.
Happy birthday, Margie.
Yes.
No birthday. Doubt.
Yes. Go ahead.
You know, just as people, everyone, you know, wants, they're looking for that person. There's also, like, say, for instance, with the metaverse, there's also going to be resistance.
Of course.
What we saw at the church where this guy and his wife, you know, really, that was what their purpose was, to bring it to the next level. And that's what they proceeded to do. But there was a fourth of the church that literally got together and protested. And it got so far that, you know, my good friend who was on the board, an attorney, and was the attorney that I used during everything. And so he told me a little bit more inside things, but I mean, yeah. It got legal. They took legal action against the church, all these members. So a fourth of the church left, never returned, and actually tried to sue the church, went through the whole process and all that kind of stuff. That's how far it will go. And, you know, you will see some of that. We're going to see some of that chaos and resistance. So we need to be prepared for that, too.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Of course, that'll be all aimed at me. But that's what leaders do, right? We take it. Let me get ready to wrap this up. Think about this for a moment. Let's go back to this framework. In fact, let me do it in a different way. Go back to the example of your brains and you're looking for instruction. If your business is always instructing me to go to the next level and it's easy, I love your business. You get it? Because it's satisfying some mental thing that's part of evolution up here. But if I get in your business and I'm always in that, y'all know what I'm talking about, that gap, like, I don't know what that, I wish they, somebody come tell me what I do because they getting on my nerves. I'm leaving your business. You know what I'm saying? I'm leaving your business. So we want to consistently be providing that framework. Consistently. Taking you from here, taking you there. Now, Jerome, I can't tell you how many times smart people, I tell smart people this, or I tell smart people what to do, and those smart people don't do it. And then 6 months later, they blame me for not doing it. I don't understand it. I don't understand. Everybody pay attention. Mark my words. In the next 30 to 60 days, the internet is going to be shocked with everything that, and just, we're talking about just me for a moment, that I've accomplished. It's going to be shocked because I'm real strategic like that. I hold back stuff. I keep my mouth shut and I do these things. And then what turns around is as soon as it happens to me, then it happens to Grace. It happens to Deanna. Happens to Tempest, right? Happens to Phil. Happens to, I'm telling you what's up. Just pay attention. I said that on February 14th, not too hard to remember this day, right? Said it here, you're going to see. But before you see it, I had to go through a whole lot of doubt, not in me. Folk had to say, and can you handle that? And this isn't a conversation about not handling that. This is a conversation about if you focus on your framework, you ain't listening to that noise. You hear me? If you focus on your framework, you can't even hear what they're talking about. You genuinely can't hear what they talk about. So let me just say a few more things. I want to wrap this up. Get this out here in about the next 10, 15 minutes. This is, see if I can post it again. I'm here the whole time. Yep, there it is right there. Metaverse thinking framework. Now, Deanna's working on something, she's been working for years, framework for like your personal life. I'm staying away from that on purpose because I don't want to release her stuff too early. But framework is important. I take you here, I take you there. Now that you're 55 years old and you're here, I need to have, here's the ATS framework for anybody over 50. It doesn't matter where you are, we having a $500,000 conversation. Because I don't know a single 50-year-old that don't want an extra $500,000. I've never met one. I never met one. And that's the only way you should be talking to 50-year-olds. Because all 50-year-olds and up are thinking about retirement or trying to supplement that retirement. If a 50-year-old and up, if a baby boomer can see their retirement and then create a product that pays for their, that replaces their retirement, they never have to worry about their retirement again. If it's going away, if it's not, you get what I'm saying? Like, Jerome, if I can get Jerome to replace all his retirement and his VA, Jerome,
you better preach that thing, boy.
This is what 50-year-olds are worried about. So this is the conversation. That's our framework for them. Immediately. It doesn't even matter where you're at. You could be a novice, you could be on disability, don't matter.
Antonio, can I say something?
Mm-hmm.
As you are talking, and I'm feeling you. I just want you to know that, okay? But as you're talking, there's one more thing that I'm dealing with right now, and I've been thinking about it. I know over the last couple of months, and this is something that you've taught too. The difference between partnerships and employees, and so as we move into this metaverse, thinking, that's running through my head. Because there are certain people that I have identified in my sphere of influence or that I know that I have not brought to ATS or not brought to even what I want to do business-wise, okay? Yep. Now, they have potential, Antonio, okay? Mm-hmm. Oh, they got potential. And I love that. But my brain tells me if I bring them on board and move in the direction I plan to move in, and they don't get it or they're not there, I'm gonna have some issues, yeah. Okay?
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So I'm sitting there going, but having the time to maybe find others who I can either partner with or be employees, I got work to do.
Yep.
And while I'm working on my stuff, here you are talking about, hey, Jerome, while you're working on your stuff, the saying is shifting, it's called metaverse, and you got to take what you're doing and make sure you bring it into the metaverse. Yep. Because if you don't, by the time you get it together, homeboy, the metaverse could have left you. Oh,
that's exactly what's going to happen.
Exactly. So all of that is going simultaneously. So I'm just saying that to you, that my brain is also saying partnerships, yep, as well. Because I know I'm a partner with ATS, so I'm not worried about that partnership. But and you hit something very, very important, Antonio, about the fact that if you're trying to do it all yourself,
yep,
you're only going to go so far. So I don't want to do that. But yet at the same token, if I don't put the right things and the right people in place,
yep,
I also got a problem. So I just wanted to share that.
No, I'm glad you did because it makes me say this. So I'm going to say it this way for all of us. This year, Jerome can bring those A-list people on here. Because we're ready for them now. Last year, not so much. You get what I'm saying? Like that's both ways. Jerome's suspicions about us letting his high-class people down were probably true. You know what I'm saying? And that had nothing to do with character, just had what's in place, what's this, how much is automated, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's both ways, y'all. So this is why. Framework. That is a pure framework conversation. We got the framework in place now to where Grace can't drop the ball. To where Antonio can't drop the ball. You know what I'm saying? It just is what it is. It just is what it is. It's both and. Landing the plane. We'll talk all this week about irresistible offers, product offers. But I want to show you something. Who here, don't lie, maximum participation, got $300. Don't lie, it's all good. You got $300. Okay, look at that. Look at all these people with $300. So this is what y'all do. Okay, Sister Booker, this is what you do. If you got $300, that means somebody around you got $300. And create an irresistible offer around something that's $300. But notice that apprehension that you had when I said, who got $300? Some of you was like, I don't want nobody in my business. Some of you was like, well, he finna sell me. Nope. See? So that apprehension you had is the same apprehension they got. You get what I'm saying? And y'all trust me. And you were still like, all right, they don't trust you so much. You get what I'm saying? But all those people had $300. And I want you to think about that. You create an irresistible offer with $300. That means your $300, this is why y'all can't sell y'all stuff. This is why I was working with you all last week. Your $300 product needs to cost $300,000. It needs to cost $30,000. And you can't like make up the stuff. You got to say, I want to sell you a coach. I want to sell you 4 weeks of coaching. Okay. No problem. And here's what I do. Don't nobody care, because you got 4 weeks of coaching. Just because you do something don't mean you separate from everybody else. You have the same offer as everybody else. The same consultation, same whatever. You're not standing out. So now it looks different when I say, hey, everybody, I want to offer you 4 weeks coaching. For that, I want to give you 26 things at no charge when you get my 4 week coaching package. These 26 things at the value of $194,134. Thing number one, I want to give you a planner, a 30-day planner to plan, or a 365-day planner to plan out your days and whatever you talk about. I want to give you 5 free books that are on this, boom, 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 right? And et cetera, et cetera. You saw us do all that last week. Maybe, so this is where I end the call right here. So what we have is, in the last week, this is what we did. We built, in the last week, we built 3 different irresistible offers. Millionaire Business Secrets, you get for the, and this is free. Remember, y'all, this is free. The One Business Away, total value $105,000. Some of y'all on cell phones. Total value is $105,000. This One Business Away challenge is 100% free, Jerome, online. Y'all don't even know about this. We didn't build this in front of you. It's 100% free online. It comes with 16 different things, 17 different things, Jerome. Comes with 17 different things. Nope. Numbers are wrong. 24 different things. There you go. Got these numbers all jumbled up. It comes with 24 different things. I'll fix these numbers. Here's the 24th. But think about that. We sell it for free, but we're giving you 24 different bonuses. Millionaire Influencer Secrets comes with 26 different things, $194,000 of value. Each thing laid out right here. And then, of course, I got to fix Phil and Susan's things up here. It's probably like $10,000 a piece or something, but we'll go from there. But then $1 million Speaker Secrets. And that comes with 44 different things with over $500,000 worth of value or something like that, because I got to adjust those prices. That's how you sell your stuff. It's so much easier when you I'm done. I can't stress it enough. I'm not successful because I'm mean, because I'm not. People say whatever, that's cool. I'm very good at letting you have your own free will. So if you want to walk that way, you can. If you want to walk with me, you can. Don't bother me. I'm not successful because I'm smart. I'm successful because I understand human beings. You cannot get out the trash can not understanding humans. I had to know who was going to try to molest me, who was going to try to fight me, and who was going to try to rob me before they ever got too close to me. And that's just facts. I'm 60 pounds. I 60 feet away, I got to make this interpretation about you. Because if you get too close, you're going to overwhelm my 60 pounds. So I need you to know that people are always saying, Susan, tell me what to do. Now, if it's just you telling me what to do, it's okay. It's not going to make you rich. Because you can't be with me every day. So as soon as you release me, I go back to your class, your consultation, your website, and I'm confused again. And we all know what that's like. We've all got homework. We understood it in class. As soon as we got home, what the hell was this teacher talking about? I don't understand none of this stuff I'm looking at. So now we hate math because of that. Well, don't let people hate your business like they hate math. You know what I'm saying?
In Adrian's voice, now that's a word.
Yeah. So I just want you.
Thank you, Frieda, because I was thinking now.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just people, you have to continue loving people, talking to people, et cetera. The people, listen to me, because I am ending. In fact, you know what? I'm going to do it again, Frieda. I'm going to do it again because I don't want them to say, remember, I did it because I started this whole thing off with a video that most of y'all didn't see. So, Jerome, I ain't got nothing to do with this white man talking. You know what I'm saying? That's that man. He did it. He did it well. I ain't got nothing to do with him. Listen to y'all.
Hey, my name is Russell Brunson, and I have a special message I want to give you today, because the other day I saw somebody, I was talking about my brand new book, Expert Secrets, and somebody posted in the comments, and they said, Russell, you're not actually an expert. You don't actually care about people because you're charging them money. So if you really care, you should just give it to us for free. And as they said that, at first it kind of bugged me, and I started thinking more and more about that. And I remembered a story that happened to me when I first started my career. In fact, I had been learning about marketing and sales, and I had grown my own business. I was making money. And at the time, I had tons of my friends and family members asking me, like, Russell, what are you doing? How are you doing? I want to know. And I would share some things with them, but I never really told them everything just because I didn't have the time, right? And then a little while later, I decided I was going to do a workshop and actually teach people what I was doing. And I was really excited about it, and I started promoting it. And what happened is I was selling it for $5,000 a ticket. And as I started promoting, I ended up selling 3 tickets. And first, I was so excited because I'm like, I got 3 sales. And I started thinking, man, when these 3 people come here to my office, it's going to be kind of awkward when there's just 3 of them. They're going to think I didn't sell very many. So what I did is I went and I called all my friends and my family members and anyone who had ever shown any interest in the past. And I said, look, if you come to this event for free, don't tell them that you didn't pay, but sit in and you can go through the experience, the same thing they're going to learn, and you can learn what I'm doing it so you can do it for yourself. And they were all excited. I got 18 of them to commit and to come to the event. Now, the event went for 3 days, and it was such a cool experience. I love sharing and helping everybody. But what was interesting is I watched these people as they left. Over the next month and 6 months and a year and beyond, I found that 100% of the 3 people who paid all had success with the program. And the other side of the coin is 100% of the people who came for free didn't have success. Not a single one of them had success with it. And I started thinking about that, how interesting. Like, a lot of times we feel guilt.
Okay, I'm gonna stop it right there. He's gonna tell you later that it's about commitment. Listen to me. You listen to me well. Y'all mixed up in here. 100% of the people, no matter how close they got to me, who have not ever paid me for a service, their business is struggling greatly. Why? Because they have no commitment. When I tell them to do something, since they haven't paid, they don't fucking do it. You change what I said. You disagree what I said. Or you do a portion of what I said. And your harvest is showing that right now. So we want I'm telling you what to do. Metaverse thinking, you need to be thinking 2 years out. And I just broke framework down, which I introduced it to you last week. I guarantee, sugar, your business is exploding because you like paying. Do you understand? I'm telling you, don't let nobody fool you. Just because they work with you don't mean they paying you. You understand? There's plenty of people that ease their way up next to Phil and Susan, never gave them value. Just found their way on camera with them. You know what I'm saying? Just found their way. Phil, Susan, Arnold Schwarzenegger on stage, and here go Antonio. Hey, got snuck in the picture. These kind of people, they never win. And I'm not talking esoteric here. Forget the law of this. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying, because you don't listen. Because if you didn't, I pay $5,000, every damn thing he say, I'm going to do it. And I'm looking for some more. Because I want all my money's worth. That's a whole different attitude. I want all my money's worth. Gotta have skin in the game. Every last one of you. Free is good. That these people have their places, but my framework says I've been walking you to a level to where you should be paying now. And if you're not, and you've been around here a year or two, then guess what? I can guess how much money you're making right now. I can look at your business right now. You internet famous. Y'all think you gotta have engagements to make money. No, you don't. You don't have to have engagements. Whatever they tell you need to have, you don't need to have it. Whatever they said, Damali, that you need to have is all lies, unless they said customers. That's what you need to make money, customers. You don't need engagements. You don't need likes, you need customers. And how do you turn regular human beings into customers? And if you think it's easy, sell them something for free and see if they get it. So in conclusion, all this week we talk about framework. And there is I'm not even selling you anything. There is a commitment that you're going to have to make. Those of you who bought last week from our stuff, the new things we got going on, that's me weeding people out. Just to say, that's why I started 3 new masterminds, the Millionaire Secrets, Speaker Secrets, and the Business Secrets. Three different ones. There's 3 different masterminds. It's going to take all my time, but it's on purpose, because once I'm done, it's going to be all automated, Susan. All I got to do is go kick back on the beach and drink Mai Tais. It's going to be all automated. That's it. So catch, receive, believe that your business acts just like your personal life. If you always want people, if you don't pay for people, they're not going to pay for you. And I know you're saying, but I pay for, nope. I'm not saying that, Damali. I'm not talking about picking the people you want to pay. I pay everybody. I don't want nobody to give me nothing free. I'm not talking about lack of humility. I understand you can't beat God's giving. And I want to tell you thank you. And thank you comes with folded money. You hear me? I'm telling you what it is. I'm buying. If you got this, I want to buy it. I want to buy it. And we just got to the point this year for the first time to where we can handle putting a piece of the worth on feeling Susan, a piece of the worth on Grace. 5 years, like every startup that comes, been building, and everything has paid off. Do the work for your company. know that framework is important or stay where you at. Web 3.0 is coming. You might as well be like Damali and Frida and be big time programmers inside of it or something. You get it? Or be like Phil and Susan, and while you playing video games, they're going to be saying, hey, come over here, my room. You're going to walk into their room. It's going to be a big old stadium with Phil and Susan on stage, walking people through humor consulting or something. I don't know what they're going to do. Whatever they're going to do, right? They're ready. They're ready. And that's what's it. We'll see you. Oh, we'll see. We ain't got nothing today, huh? Oh, no. We'll see you at 7 o'clock tonight for, Human Consulting Show. Yeah, thank you. The Human Consulting Show, 7 o'clock at night, 8 o'clock at night for some of y'all. So we'll see you then. And I will be on, be looking forward to that. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can't plan better. You can dominate. Thank you, everybody. We love you. Yeah, go on out there. Have a good one. Happy Valentine's Day, too, by the way.
More. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Thank you. Love you more. Right, safe flight. Grace. Enjoy
yes.
it.
Yes. Don't die.
Thank you. Please. Thank you.
All right.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world, not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic, $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions, $22 an hour, paid training. And I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter. And that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com /B2B. All spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C, R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.